The Philharmonic Orchestra, led by talented conductor Francis Choignard, is Canada's premier film music orchestra, composed of world-class Canadian musicians. They return for a third installment of their spectacular concert, Music at the Movies, this time touring to Montreal, Quebec, Toronto, and Sherbrooke. Francis joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Jean.
Really nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Who founded the orchestra, and what is the mission of the Philharmonic Orchestra?
The mission is really to raise awareness and to bring forth all the rich repertoire of film scores, mm-hmm. While also showing also the importance of its tradition, where it came from, so classical music. So we really want to showcase Canadian composers, all of the great film scores that were done in this, you know, across the world, really.
Yes, of course. I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, some people complain when we play, not a lot, but a few, that complain that we're playing film music.
Well, some of the greatest music was written by film composers these days,
and inspired as such.
Exactly. And it's, you know, film music is really the next generation of classical music. It's the classical music of today. And what we love so much about it is it really connects with audiences. People have such a powerful connection with what they hear because it's connected to emotion and image. And so it makes people feel things that, you know, they don't necessarily feel just listening to maybe something, a classical music piece that they haven't discovered yet.
Sure.
But it's a really great way for us to introduce the symphony orchestra to new audiences.
It's a lovely idea. Now, a tribute to the music of the seventh art I saw in your promo materials, and Music at the Movies is the name of the concert. Now, what does that mean? What is the seventh art? Am I completely naive in terms of that? Ah, Brother Nicholas is behind, and he wrote up the promo. And he's just smiling. I thought, what on earth is the seventh art? Well, you know, I guess we could come up with that ourselves. If you have any idea, you could throw it at me. Any idea? Nothing. Okay, good.
Is it like the seven senses or seven wonders of the world or something like that?
Perhaps that's what it is. Okay. What is GFN Productions?
GFN Productions is a production company that I started with my brother Nicholas and my friend Gabriel. We started it actually producing our first concerts, which we had a dream to do, which was The Lord of the Rings in concert, scenic concert. Which we produced in 2019 as our very first concert. So this was a live scenic concert, 250 musicians on stage, synchronizing the full film of Lord of the Rings, Howard Shore, with live orchestra. And after this big success that we had in Montreal, selling out Salle Wilfrid Pelletier and Place des Arts, we decided, well, you know, this works so well together, we want to continue producing. And since then, we've produced over 100 concerts.
That's so great. That is just such a great idea. So tonight, the concert's tonight, are we going to see something projected, something?
No, so this concert tonight, Music at the Movies at Roy Thomson Hall, is really just about film music.
Okay.
Pure. But also, again, this program is bringing forth all music that we hear in film. So we mix classical music
that's very different then, isn't it?
Well, that's sort of like what happened in the movie Fantasia, right?
Exactly.
In the historic movie, yeah.
So it's like a Fantasia, but in a concert version, but with no projection. So, you know, we'll have, you know, Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini from Rachmaninoff, but then we'll have Ennio Morricone's Cinema Paradiso. Mm-hmm. So it's really this blend of both genres. And again, like I was saying at the beginning, you know, this type of concert really engages our audience. We have such, you know, strong feedback, and people love it so much because they go to this concert, and every piece that they hear, they feel it's connected with image. They're, you know, and it's a very powerful emotional experience.
Fantastic.
For everyone.
Adi.
So in a not so subtle way, but maybe subtle, depending on the ages of the children that might come and attend these concerts too, you are sort of educating, right, in a very beautiful musical way, because here is a child that may know nothing about, let's say, Prokofiev, or and then say, oh, well, I remember this from such and such a movie.
Sure, this sounds
Let's
familiar.
Hear it then out of context, and bingo, then they might say, well, what else is by Prokofiev? So you are really kind of starting something.
Exactly. And that's what we love so much. A lot of what we see in these concerts is new audiences that have never been to the venue.
Okay.
And so it's so inspiring for us to see, well, we just brought in someone that is now going to discover a whole new world of orchestral music, both classical and soundtrack.
So what do your audiences tend to look like? What is the spectrum there?
Well, I would say it's still quite broad, mm-hmm. but we do see a younger shift. A lot of people between 20 and 40.
Okay.
And of course, this goes to, you know, the thing of, you know, orchestral music. You know, we're used to seeing an older generation, but, you know, we really are happy that it's bringing in a new generation who mm-hmm. are loving both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have already done 3 performances of this concert in Montreal and Quebec City. And in one of the pieces in the program is Arvo Pärt's Cantus.
Beautiful. Wow. And we love his music.
Most people haven't heard it.
Sure.
And they come up to me after the concert, "I've never heard this piece. What is it?" And it was such a beautiful discovery. I was in a sort of trance the whole time. Uh-huh. And, you know, so again, people are exposed to this curated music for them in this program, yeah. and they adore it, and mm-hmm. they're inspired to come again.
So the Philharmonic has also accompanied several internationally renowned artists, like whom?
Open question.
Okay. So
soloists, perhaps?
Soloists?
What soloists do you have? I mean, do you have concertos, that kind of thing?
Like, the Rhapsody of Paganini, for example, needs a primo violinist. Would they be from the orchestra, or would you hire?
We would bring a violinist. The recent violinist we collaborated with this orchestra is the Isabella Deloise Perron,
okay.
who came on our last tour to Toronto when we toured Vivaldi and Piazzolla 4 mm-hmm. seasons.
Ah. Well, what's next on the horizon for the Philharmonic and itself?
What's the next concert? It's already been announced in Toronto, but we're coming back with the second installment of The Two Towers concert at Meridian mm-hmm. Hall. That'll mm-hmm. be January 2024.
And what about for yourself?
For myself, once this tour is finished, I go back to Montreal conducting Vaughan Williams C Symphony and Debussy La Mer.
Lovely. You've got a nice life there.
One burning question, though, because sometimes conductors do that. Do you compose yourself?
I do compose myself.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you're asking that question.
My first dream was always to be a composer.
Oh, what's happened to that dream?
I ended up conducting one of my compositions once.
Yes.
I loved conducting, and mm-hmm. I loved the experience. I love communicating with musicians and mm-hmm. creating art together. I think composing will come back.
Well, and hopefully some film producers will love your music, and then bingo, your music will be in a film.
Exactly. The next John
That's
Williams.
The dream.
That's
exactly.
Right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in, Francis, and have fun this evening. I'm looking forward to it. So is Santi. We're both very excited about it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Maestro Francis Choignard, is performing Music at the Movies tonight at Roy Thompson Hall at 8 p.m. For tickets, go to Roy Thompson Hall box office. Call 416-872-4255. They're open today from 10 to 4. Go down and get your tickets now.